I'm going to call the meeting to order of the Community Services Committee. Present for this meeting is Council President Karen Harley Nagel, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Woods, Councilman Street, Councilman Smiley, Councilman Cartier, Councilwoman Diller, Nakai Trailer is taking the minutes for this meeting on Penrose Hollands. The first item on the agenda is approval of the minutes from the May 23rd, 2017 meeting.
Motion approved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The minutes of the meeting of May 23rd have been adopted. We have three or four items on the agenda today, but we're just going to do with the two ordinances. We're not going to go into the fifth item on the agenda, which is overview of pathways, pilot program, summer youth employment partnership between Newcastle County and United Way is something that Councilman Sheldon had asked to bring before council today, and we had agreed to do that, but because we were running late today, we decided not to do it and have people waiting for an extended period of time to get on our agenda. So we will pick that up on our next meeting, but if Councilman Sheldon wants to make a comment about it today, certainly we would allow him to do that. Apparently he was very impressed with the program, but we will have the full presentation at our next Community Services Committee meeting. But I think going forward, what I would suggest, if we're trying to get other committee meetings on the agenda, I think it may be better to put those, if they're not already on the agenda, at the end of the calendar for that day, as opposed to trying to squeeze them in, and then we're backing up every single meeting, and then sometimes you have people waiting, and today I asked a young man to go home that was going to help with the presentation, because I assume he'll be sitting here for an hour and a half to wait to present today, and that's just not fair to have people waiting that long. So I think we need to be mindful of how we manage the clock on these days when we have loaded agendas. Councilman Smiley.
Yeah, and I would just say usually that happens on a council day, is the day that it happens.
Right.
And we've always got at least an hour usually at the end. So
yeah.
there's time there. So I think that's the procedure we'll need to go with in order not to inconvenience those that come. Because there's a big enough chance as it is that any given meeting could run over the normal time. I mean,
right.
Had we not shortened the Finance Committee meeting, still would have run over by half an hour.
Right.
So
right.
I agree.
Now, so it's better to have it at the end as opposed to trying to shorten or assume that a meeting is going to be short, because it happens, but usually it doesn't happen. Usually it runs longer rather than shorter.
Yeah, well, that's the grant.
Okay. Right. So with that, we'll go with item number three on the agenda. Item number three and four are very similar. They're both ordinances that deals with the Route 9 corridor renovations and owner-occupied rehab grants. And both of these ordinances address two different programs that we get from the state of Delaware, housing. And what these two ordinances do, they would allow the department to use greater latitude throughout the Route 9 corridor as opposed to just specific Garfield Park community. What has happened is that we have funds that we can apply in that community, but the way these ordinances are written, the funds now only allow to be used in Garfield Park. But there are other communities within the Route 9 corridor that needs attention as well. So what in talking with the State Housing Authority, in order to address the issues in other communities around there, we would have to change the ordinances in order to allow us to do that. So, Carrie, do you want to offer any additional information about these two ordinances, what we're really trying to achieve? Essentially, all we're trying to do is address broader communities in the same Route 9 corridor. Any, Councilman Street?
Why don't y'all be completely forthcoming and give Carrie the kudos that she deserves, because the genesis of this is other municipalities messed up, couldn't spend the money. The state had to find somewhere to put it. They chose us because of our record. And then we suggested Garfield Park, and now we're in a situation where Garfield Park by itself may not be eligible. And so here again, being creative and innovative, she found a way to make it work like she always.
Carrie, would you stand, please? Thank you, Councilman Street. Any other comment, question, members of council?
That was your
Want to recognize that Councilman Bell has joined us. I'm sorry, Councilman Powers has joined us. Any comment or questions from members of the public? Seeing none?
Motion to adjourn.